Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Fall armyworms have been hitting pastures and alfalfa fields this fall, leaving producers wondering, will my forage recover? Let's look into that today. Fall armyworms feed in the early morning and evening hours, and heavy infestations can strip leaves overnight, leaving fields looking scorched. While this may look bad, grasses and most established pastures will regrow if crowns and growing points remain intact. With such a late and extreme defoliation, recovery can take a while. Recovery may slow growth next spring, and thin spots may have increased weed pressure next year. Alfalfa fields can be especially at risk. Established stands usually recover if they have time before the frost, but late defoliations can act like a late cutting, stressing the plant heading into winter and resulting in increased winter kill risk. New seedlings can be wiped out completely and often need to be reseeded next spring. After an outbreak, the best step is to rest fields from grazing or harvest to allow for recovery. In hay fields, mowing can remove food for larvae and help restimulate some regrowth, but remember, armyworms can keep feeding until cut forage dries. In extensive situations, fall armyworm grazing could be used as an opportunity to interseed clover or other legumes into a pasture. The bottom line? Established forage usually bounces back after armyworms, but young stands are vulnerable. Scout carefully, rest recovering fields, and be ready to reseed if seedlings are lost. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.